Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Think about other people. Don't be a selfish jackass, okay? I'll be hanging out here with you for one more hour. I'm here every single weeknight. That means tonight is the last night you will hear me until Monday night. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to Kevin Wall holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Me, I'm joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And we've had a busy, busy night. We've talked about some of the best teams in the NFL. Can't wait to see the Cowboys and the Niners on Sunday night. We talked about all the baseball games that are going to take place on Saturday. Yeah, we've moved away from that stupid 2 out of 3 wild card. We actually have some legitimate games with some legitimate teams on Saturday. Can't wait to see the Phillies and the Braves. Can't wait to see the Orioles, what they do against Texas. It's going to be fun, man. And thank you as well to Charlie Rocket for joining us last hour. If you missed the interview with Charlie Rocket, he is someone who was very successful as a music manager, made tons of money, had a tumor removed from his brain, decided to change his life around both physically and mentally, and decided to give back to others. Instead of making millions of dollars, he wants to and has decided to hand out millions of dreams and opportunity. He's actually going to surprise someone tomorrow at the Braves game with throwing out the first pitch. So just it's nice when you can take what you have and share it with others. I mean, there's no need. Life can be tough. Life can be rough. I think most of us can understand or empathize with that on different levels. And if you got something that can make somebody's life just a little bit easier, put a smile on somebody's face, I think it's an amazing thing if you're able to go ahead and do that. So we've talked about a lot tonight, even the Red River rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma. And as we continue on with the show, I'm going to pick up the phones. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then also, before we went to break, we talked about the potential return of Von Miller. Von Miller says he is 94.5% certain that he's going to return. I don't know why it's not 95%. I don't know why it's not 99.9%. But he says 94.5% certain that he's going to be back for the Buffalo Bills against the Jaguars. They're playing that game out in London. And so we even talked about injuries, and then we talked about how disappointing the Jags have been this season. And it's from the inside out. The offensive line, the defensive line, the receivers have stunk in that regard. Trevor Lawrence isn't getting the support that he should have. And the Jags aren't the only disappointing team this season. We got plenty of teams that are just completely in the toilet. And so after we've highlighted some of the better teams earlier on in the show, I do want to talk about some of the teams that have just been disappointing. I'm going to get there. We'll talk about some of those teams momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. We got Sean on the line. He is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Good evening, JR. Hey, man, I love your show. I listen to you a lot.
Thank you. What's up?
I sit up and I watch sports and I keep the volume down so I can listen to you, and I enjoy your show.
I want to
give a shout out, first of all, to all the roofers, the loggers, the carpenters who go to work every single day until they're 60 years old, who deal with injury, tendonitis, knee injuries, surgeries, shoulders. I want to give it a shout out to all those people, because listening to commentary about a 22-year-old kid that had a surgery for the second time doesn't move the needle for a lot of us workers. So, the injury thing to me is we live in a real world, and we just have to live with it, and we have to fight through.
I can understand that, but sports is entertainment. You know,
It's entertainment for sure.
Yeah. So for me, it doesn't matter if somebody, if we think about it from a financial space, yes, it is night and day from what a blue collar everyday worker makes and earns versus someone who's an entertainer. But I still look at the athletes as human beings. It ain't easy for anybody to be cut open. Is it easier to get cut open and know that you're going to have $10 million on the other side of it? Yes. But if I think about it from an entertainment perspective, I don't want to see Shohei Ohtani missing games.
I don't want St. Brown to not play on Sunday. You're right. As a Lions fan, St. Brown ain't playing on Sunday. I'm bummed about it. He's not having surgery or nothing. He's just out of game.
We're not talking about someone missing a game. My point is, it is always easy to compare what the quote unquote regular person goes through and say, well, I'm the athletes are making the money, so what? You know, that I don't think that's always fair to them. They're human beings too.
It's not fair to their psyche, but it's fair to reality for what we do. So the everyday fan looks at it and says, right, I want my entertainment there, right? But when too many people start feeling a little too bad about it, I haven't been able to feel my pinky finger for 7 years. So, you know, it's like, okay, I can only absorb so much of feeling. I have a great amount of empathy in my soul.
But not for the athletes, because they make too much money.
No, not too much. I'm not saying too much. No, they make what they make because that's what they're paid. I don't blame the athlete.
Because you watch, I watch. That's why they make money.
That's why. That's right. I agree 100%. But as far as, hey, there's another level of life. You can do something. You have other options. When you're a roofer and your elbows fail you, you don't have other options. So there's a different level of life.
I understand that. I mean, we can continue going up and down the social socioeconomic ladder. I mean, you may say you've never felt your pinky. I can tell you about someone in India who doesn't have a hand. Okay,
so sure, absolutely,
we can do that. And so, if I'm sitting here and we're having a conversation about injuries amongst professional athletes, and your response is, "Well, there are plenty of other quote unquote regular people living in reality," it's just like, well, yeah, man, we know we don't live in a world where everybody is making the same amount of money. If every roofer and logger was out here making $10 million for every log that they chop, I don't think it'd be a conversation. We know the case.
It's about the empathy side of it. It's about, okay. So this is tough, because I don't say this a lot of times, but I expect my entertainers to entertain. I don't like the rules being passed that protects people. I don't like the protection rules in sports. I don't like the fact that everything's about safety in the NFL now. I don't care that people do steroids. I don't care if you hit the ball 500 feet and you do steroids. I don't hold it against anything because it's about my entertainment. So that can go both ways.
So which one is it? Do you not care? There's a difference between someone just intentionally harming their body. Let me start here. Regardless of whether you play football, which we know is an extreme, or basketball, or baseball,
yep,
or you're an MMA fighter or a boxer, there are mm-hmm. different levels of utilizing your body as a tool to
right.
earn and make a living, and you know what you get into and what you will have to deal with later in life. Anyone who has seen, and you don't see it a lot, and it's odd to talk about because I just saw him a few weeks ago, but anyone who sees Charles Barkley walk, it is not a pretty sight. Last night, I sat here on air, and we talked about the passing of Dick Butkus, and I talked about some of the legends that I've been fortunate enough to meet. And I met Jim Brown later in life. It is not a pretty sight when you see Jim Brown and you think about him as a big hulking individual, of course not later in life, but in his prime years, and now he is just confined to a chair and can't walk and can't move that way. And so athletes know what they're getting into. That doesn't mean that they are subhuman. So my question to you is, there are things that they get into. A whole taking steroids and drugs is a different conversation. So what are you saying? You want the athletes to just go out there and treat this like they're in Rome? Like, what's going on?
What I'm saying is if you make the decision that that's how you're going to get there, then you have sold yourself for whatever your goal is. The reason I don't think steroids should be illegal.
No, forget steroids. I'm asking you. Forget what the athletes have chosen and what they believe.
No, but that's
Hold on. I'm trying to clarify your thought. Just this very simple mm-hmm. yes or no. Do you not care about the health and the well-being of the athletes that you watch on television or in person?
Only if they do. It's their decision. It's not mine. That's what you're missing.
I assume because they're human beings, they care. And so I don't think I'm getting a clear answer out of you. I mean, hold on a second. Just to talk about the NFL, which was the kind of start for this conversation. What am I going to say? Or what are you going to say? I don't care what happens to Damar Hamlin because he's the one who's deciding to play football. Is that your thought process?
Well, Damar Hamlin, that's a bad example because I don't think Hamlin was a football injury. I think it was a hurt issue
got hit in the chest and it caused him to go down. That happened on a football field. He wasn't playing
tiddlywinks. A lot of people, I think it was more a genetic something.
It was a result of him
playing football, but Sean, stop. Yeah. Okay.
Stop. Let's not play two sides or whatever you think the case will
okay,
be.
What I'm saying is if you make the decision that you are going to do whatever it is, whether it be, again, steroids, if you're gonna train your body, if you're going to go into that sport and you know it's a violent sport, then I do have empathy, but at the same time, you are accepting the risk.
Yeah.
To make the money you make. So
yeah.
I could, right now, I could go in my area, I could go work down at the lumberyard for $15 an hour, or I could go repair wind turbines for $150,000 a year. I'm not going to assume the risk of climbing and repairing wind turbines because I value my life. So I'm going to stay on the ground and I'm going to go work for far lesser money. They have the same options. This is all I'm saying.
Yeah. So, but
they're assuming the risk.
Yeah, I think we all know that. But it sounds like you're kind of hedging on what you said the first time.
That's it's my entertainment.
Yes,
and
but
comes to my entertainment, if you decide that if you're willing to sacrifice your body and you're willing to sacrifice certain things, I don't think that the entertainment world who's watching you, it should have to be the one deciding what's best for you.
Well, that wasn't the conversation that we were having. And I want to thank you so much for calling up from Michigan. It's not about deciding anything. I feel Sean in the conversation that we were having, and he went in a few directions here. It started off with like, I don't care. I don't feel bad. Kind of, if you get hurt, this is what you signed up for. I don't care too much. And then it was, well, I have empathy for them. And then it's like, well, yeah, we should care, but then they decide. Yeah, of course they're deciding to do it. But why does everything have to be a comparison? It's real simple. Von Miller tore his ACL and is coming back, okay? Sandy Alcantara, this man tore a ligament in his elbow. He's having Tommy John. I sat here on the radio and I said, it's unfortunate, and I feel bad for these athletes who go out and they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger. They get hurt seemingly at a higher rate because you can't strengthen up a ligament the same way that you can go out there and strengthen up a muscle. It doesn't work that way. And so his response to that was, well, it's hard for me to feel sorry for the athletes when, I'm busting my ass every day. Well, for all of that, then don't watch. I mean, for the same reason and the same way that you say no one is forcing the athletes to assume the physical risk of their profession, no one is forcing you to watch the game. Nobody's also making you, quote unquote, feel bad for them. Hey, me, I'm going to feel a little bit of anything for anybody going through a tough time. Look, I don't play professional sports, but I certainly sat here and told you, hey, my left knee ain't the best. I work with it. I can move around. I can run. I can do more things than some other people can do. My knee don't feel bad when I have to sit here on the radio. My back starts acting up and it acts up in the morning. Hey, everybody got something that hurts. That's a part of life. I mean, that's why professional athletes for the most part are young. They're playing older. That's why sports, we don't see a professional football league with 60-year-olds. That's why the NBA doesn't have 50-year-olds running around. The older you get, father time catches up with everybody. And so if you happen to be of a certain age or you happen to be someone who utilizes their body as a tool, whether you are ripping up floors or whether you are ripping down touchdowns, you're going to feel it as you get older, man. Father time catches up to everybody. That's just what it is. And it don't matter if you are Von Miller or you're the next door neighbor, or you're somebody in a car accident. It don't matter if you're in the neighborhood or whether you're watching the neighborhood on TV. Like, the fact is, man, people are people, and it sucks for anybody to get hurt, okay? It don't matter what the choices are. That's it. I'm in a studio right now. I can sit down. I can stand up. I can walk around a little bit in the radius of the microphone. Man, my feet may hurt tomorrow. My back may hurt from sitting down. Who cares? Everybody has something that they have to deal with. And I'm not going to look at a professional athlete and go, well, that's what they chose. And they make tons of money. And so I don't feel bad. Everybody hurts, man. They hurt on a different level and make money. You don't like it? Just don't watch. We all got options. We all got choices, just like you said. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Von Miller, 94.5% certain, he says, that he's going to return. At least he's going to return for a good team. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about some teams that, damn it, you may not even want to bother watching. I'll tell you, here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed Ace and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls, and then before we get out of here, I'm going to tell you about some of these terrible NFL teams that you probably want to avoid. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Frankie is calling from College Station. Hey, Frankie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What is happening, my man? JR Sports Talk Show Radio, the man that gets paid to talk on the radio. You know the fanship down here is huge for you. I'm sure you know that. But I want to switch gears, even though I'm down here in College Station with a big football game coming my way. I want to talk about something that's coming everybody's way. The Minnesota Twins, all I heard all year, last month, last week, last second, was their one and done from everybody. And I hear it from these people that get paid less than you to talk on the radio. And then they come in, they step in, they win, and there's no accountability. We just switch. It's like the weather. We say it's going to be cold, then it's hot, and then we switch. There's no accountability. JR, Sports Talk Radio, your thoughts.
Well, I think from the Minnesota Twins perspective, what were the expectations for them this season? I mean, they didn't win 90 games. They're going to go ahead and take on, I don't want to call it a buzzsaw, but this is a team that has experience. I mean, the Houston Astros have been here. The Houston Astros have done that. Whether people like them, hate them, appreciate them, they're the ones with the experience. I mean, to be able to wake up tomorrow afternoon and say, we have Justin Verlander on the mound is a benefit that the Minnesota Twins don't necessarily have. I don't know what the case is going to be with their offense. Certainly they have Carlos Correa, and it was nice to hear him talk about Dusty Baker and their relationship. Is Royce Lewis going to be able to go ahead and just smack more home runs all over the place? All things considered, man, you would think, based on history, experience, that Houston would win this. If Minnesota wins it, then God bless them. I mean, look, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I can't speak for what someone says or doesn't say, or a prediction comes true or it doesn't. But the fact is, what have the Twins won? And you can't look at one season and apply the past 20 years to it. But they're new hat around here. Houston has been here and done that. Justin Verlander just helped the Houston Astros win a World Series last season. He took a little vacation at the beginning of the year and played for the New York Mets, or more specifically, he was hurt with the New York Mets. He was technically still on vacation. And now he's going to be starting on the mound tomorrow, and then they're going to throw Valdez out there. So why wouldn't anybody in their right minds pick Houston? I mean, if you got Minnesota for the upset, great. But I've always been confused. And maybe it's just having to defend your favorite team. Why do people care so much what other people care about their teams? Like, why? Like, what is it? What does it matter to you? I mean, for instance, somebody asked, and it's a little bit different of a question. Somebody said, hey, JR, why don't you talk about the NBA preseason or NHL Who cares right now? There's more important games going on. I mean, he just called me from College Station, and he's asking me about the Twins, and he's not asking me about Texas or Oklahoma. He's asking me about the Twins. Like, why do people care so much? I have no idea. Like, if your team sucks, your team sucks. If your team is good, your team's good. If people don't believe in your squad, who cares? What difference does it make? To go back to our last caller, it's just entertainment. What's the big deal? Hey, Kevin, what do you think? Why are people so defensive? It's like, hey, my team is good. I need a million people to talk about it. Who cares?
You know, JR, I've been there, done that. You know, I rode the two Super Bowls for 10 years. Why not talk about my team? We beat the GOAT in Tom Brady. We beat
talking
the GOAT.
About the Giants.
I am. And, you know, I'm using that as, you know, an expression. But once it's gone, you know, you're desperate for attention. And I think that's what it is at the end of the day.
Ah, man. But here's the thing. It comes in different ways, right? So even sitting here in this spot, having the ability, I could sit here and talk about whatever the hell I want to, but I'm going to talk about what would probably capture the majority. It's like casting a wide net. And so on one hand, you'll have folks who will say, well, nobody talk about the Minnesota Twins. Why are we talking about the Minnesota Twins?
And the I'm just thing like, with the Minnesota Twins, they haven't won anything in 35 years. They haven't won a playoff series in God knows how long. I think George W. Bush was president, if not even earlier. No one's going to talk about it.
Yeah, but my point is it runs the gamut. It'll be from the Minnesota Twins, and then it will be, well, that you need to talk more about the Buffalo Bills or the Chiefs. And it's just like, excuse me, what? And so, yeah, it's a matter of you can't please everybody all the time. But the fact is, if your team is winning, why do you – especially if your team is
because
winning.
Because they're desperate for attention. And I get it. Twins fans, they never got attention for a whole generation. I understand that. And now they finally won it because they felt like – because now they won a playoff series and all that. But just pump the brakes, you know. Let's see what happens moving forward because that's the real test. That's the real test at the end of the day.
But I'm finished. I'm talking about people who go, well, this team isn't getting attention. I'm talking about winning teams. It's just like, well, whoa, what do you want me to say? The Kansas City Chiefs, they beat everybody. What do you want me to say?
That's great. They're a dynasty. Dolphins look great. We'll see what happens down the road.
Buffalo Bills, they haven't won no Super Bowl recently. We know that for sure. But they're winning. And so I understand. If your team is winning, I understand it more so if your team is losing or has been losers. I mean, I could think about the Orioles for the past several months with good reason. There have been plenty of Orioles fans who want to hear more about the Orioles and their success.
And you know what? They deserve it right now. They really do. They definitely deserve it. But like when it comes to, like you said, the Chiefs, the Bills, we gave you enough time, you know. And when you have the new people, like I know for MLB Baltimore, but if you think NFL, it's still early in the season. Just pump the brakes. We'll get to you, but not right now.
Yeah, it's a matter of, I don't know. People have a thought and an idea of just really expectation. And so when you have a team like the Orioles not expected to do anything, when they do something, you show them love. But then there comes a point in time where you go, okay, they have to keep going. But for the teams that are accustomed to to moving forward and having success. You can't just beat the drum every day. It's like having a child who is just an A-plus student. Every day when they come in and have an A, yeah, you're going to tell them, great, great job, congratulations. But, man, you ain't going to throw the parade every single day for something that they are consistently doing.
I mean, that's so where, you know, unfortunately, I hate
Kevin.
To do it, but I give Jerry Jones credit. He said the 49ers are great. They could definitely be the team to win the NFC East, but they're going to have to beat us twice, you know, to get to where they are. You know, I like the confidence.
Yeah, well, the Dallas Cowboys are another team. They get talked about ad nauseum. And so it's just a matter of the expectations. When you have certain teams where the expectation is already there, there's no need to just beat it down into the ground.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. That is the number to give me a holler before we roll out. We talked about some of the games, some of the great games that you probably want to see over the weekend. Obviously, we got Texas, we got Oklahoma on the NFL side. Sunday Night Football, we're going to have the Dallas Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, it's a battle of two teams that are 1-3, but the New York Jets and the Denver Broncos should be interesting. Sean Payton opening up his yap when it comes down to the former coach, Nathaniel Hackett, currently the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. So we got a lot to see. We talked about the baseball. I got to be honest, though. There are still some teams now in the NFL, 4 weeks in, now looking into 5 weeks. There's some games and some teams, man, that are just, they just stink. How about this? It's pretty terrible. It's pretty bad. The Carolina Panthers are still running around without a victory. They are going to be in Detroit taking on those aggressive Lions. If I were Bryce Young, I would, I don't know, maybe put on some extra padding. Dan Campbell's team is one of the most aggressive in the league. He's going to have to run from Aiden Hutchinson. That is not going to be a beautiful thing. And so Bryce Young, just talking about his transition from college to the pros, he talked about what has been so difficult outside of that ankle injury. This is what Bryce had to say about the transition.
You know, obviously the challenges of just how consistent, you know, you have to be to have success. There's a lot of consistency from, you know, everyone's a good player. Everyone's consistent. A lot of, you know, all these games are coming down to a couple of plays, a couple key plays. And, you know, that's from what everyone's saying, that's majority of the NFL. And, you know, I've been able to experience it. So just being able to value each rep, understanding that, you know, you're never going to be perfect, but you got to do everything you can to try to take advantage of all the opportunities you get because they can be limited.
Yeah, take advantage of every opportunity that you get. Hopefully he's not laying on his back for the majority of the game. I told you that the Jets and the Broncos, 2-1-3 teams going at it. This is another matchup of 2-1-3 teams. And, well, one is shocking and maybe not so much due to injury. The other one, you expected them to be bad, but they've still been competitive. It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the Arizona Cardinals. They have the same exact record. Cincinnati, we know why they're not good. It's because Joe Burrow has been running around on one damn leg. And Arizona, even though they're 1-3, they have played harder, I believe, than I would have expected or thought. And their head coach, new head coach, Jonathan Gannon, he was asked about this Bengals squad and if he thinks that, you know, you look at the Bengals and you go, well, yeah, we can beat them. And he goes, no, not at all. We gotta show them some respect. Listen.
No, I know their record is the same as ours, but it's a good football team. Like I told our team, you know, this team's in the championship game 2 years in a row, went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and I know it seems like a long time ago, but this is a well-coached, good football team with good players. They play extremely smart, very fundamentally sound. It's a good crew coming in here.
Yeah, good crew. Look, if one-legged Joe Burrow beats the Cards, man, they need to just pack it in. I know the Cards got all types of problems. They got issues. They didn't even have the damn quarterback, Josh Dobbs. They didn't even sell this guy's jersey in the team store. He went in there to try to print one out. They're like, uh-uh, we don't have it. It's just nuts. The Bengals should go win, by the way. They should, just because it's the Arizona Cardinals. I think their fans probably want them to lose anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Matt calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Oh, sorry, JR. I'm actually from Detroit, but we love your show. We're driving back from our beer league hockey game, and we wanted to call in and talk Detroit Lions because while I was told I can't say the A word, but I got a bold butt prediction. I think the Lions are going to win 35-14. And like you said, I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to be swinging around Bryce Young's head and doing the stanky leg all over them Carolina Panthers. And many call him Jared Goff, but I like to call him Jared Goff. He's going to throw for 350, three touchdowns, and 200 yards. And two touchdowns of those are going to be to J-Mo in his return to Detroit. And, man, Detroit is alive. We're winning the North. And we are fired up in Detroit, baby.
I can tell. Well, good luck. Good luck, Matt, in Detroit. I hope he has some money on that. I mean, he pulled out some bold numbers and some expectations. I don't know about the score. The Lions, it'd be a huge disappointment if the Carolina Panthers ran up into Detroit and beat the Lions. Dan Campbell should personally go through the locker room and punch each one of the players. I know that sounds pretty aggressive outside the box, but he got good reason to beat up the players if they get beat by the Panthers. Come on now. Carolina Panthers should be looking at another hot pick. Go ahead and get this man Bryce Young some help. 855-212-4CBS. Luke, he's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Luke?
Hey, JR. Man, I love listening to your show. I always listen to it on the way home. This is my first time calling. I'm just curious to see what you think your predictions are for the AFC and the NFC Championship. I know it's very early on in the season, but I'm curious to see your standpoint.
Man, I'm looking at – I'll just put it to you this way. The two teams that I find to be the best in the NFC are Philadelphia and San Francisco. I know things didn't end nice for San Francisco last year, given the fact that Brock Purdy was knocked out of the game by Reddick. But I look at Philly and San Francisco. And then when it comes to the AFC, it's a little bit more open, man. I guess it's easy to say Kansas City. I would go Kansas City and Buffalo. But I wouldn't be shocked if Baltimore made it in or Miami. Outside of that four, I don't see another team in the AFC that makes me go, oh, my God, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be one of those four teams.
Right. I definitely think it will be pretty exciting to see Josh Allen finally knock off Mahomes and make it to the Super Bowl like he's been making it so close. And the NFC, man, Christian McCaffrey's just been playing out of his mind.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I said this earlier on in the show. Ain't nobody winning no MVP just out of the gate in the first couple of weeks, the first 4 weeks. But what Christian McCaffrey has been able to do, if he can scale this out throughout the rest of the season, yeah, he is in an MVP-type conversation. Christian McCaffrey he's a beast, man. I don't know if he's going for 1,000 yards in the air or 1,000 yards on the ground again, especially with all of those weapons. But he's the engine. They're getting their money's worth from the trade from last year, man. No, most definitely.
Well, we all know that the MVP is a quarterback award.
Yeah, well, typically it has been. There's going to come a point in time where we're going to have another running back who runs away with it. The last time we saw that was Adrian Peterson. And look, man, we might be due. So let's see.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
No, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, Luke, for calling from Alabama. Yeah, I like to see something different every now and then. It's like in baseball, the MVP award will typically go to someone who is not a pitcher. You got to think about guys like Justin Verlander, most recently
picking up Cy Young awards and the MVP in the same year. It's pretty much cookie cutter, and it's pretty much, I should say not cookie cutter, but boilerplate as to how you give away some of these awards. And yeah, MVP goes to the quarterback, offensive player of the year will go to the running back or the wide receiver. And we've certainly seen some ridiculous numbers so far to start here early in the season. I told you about the return of Cooper Kupp. Looks like he's going to get an opportunity to go out there and play against those Eagles on Sunday. Not going to be easy. But we have someone who has never caught a pass in the NFL before, Puka Nacua. This man is already at 500 yards receiving and 39 catches. This is the most that anybody's had in the first four games of a season ever, okay? We can go ahead and think about C.J. Stroud, the numbers that he has as a rookie QB. 6 touchdowns to 0 interceptions. That's the best start of a rookie quarterback ever. The Minnesota Vikings, I didn't mention them, but they happen to be another team not worth a damn. 1 win, 3 losses, but you look at Justin Jefferson, he is certainly on pace to being the first wide receiver in NFL history to go over 2,000 yards receiving. He has 543 yards. And you know what? When you suck like the Minnesota Vikings, when you probably have to get into a shootout in every single game and you're playing from behind, man, Kirk Cousins is going to be throwing that ball around 30 times. 40 times, 50 times, that's just the facts. And oh yeah, this weekend, the Minnesota Vikings, they're going to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And so Justin Jefferson, man, I don't know if you want to put him in a DJ Moore 230-yard receiving category, but Justin Jefferson should have his chance and his opportunity to be on the receiving end of some passes and garner some yards. Minnesota stinks. Stay away from them, too. Kirk Cousins moving into his final season as a Viking. I think it's likely. Yeah, stay away from them. That might be a bloodbath. Listen, folks, it's been great hanging out here with you for another week, another night. The JR Sport Brief Show is about to be over. I'm going to have to shut up and get the hell up on out of here. I'm going to be back on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I hope you have a great weekend. Watch all the baseball tomorrow. Watch all the college football. Watch the pros. And if you miss me, you can find me at JR Sport Brief tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be on the air in New York City on WFAN. If you're not in New York, find it on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to our producer, Kevin Wall. I'm out. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool. Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. He's awesome.
Greetings, podcast listeners. This is world-renowned, self-proclaimed couples therapist, Dr. Sheila. And I'd like to invite all of you to experience my couples therapy podcast, Say More. On the pod, I talk to couples and you get to listen in on other people's problems and then feel better about your own.
Say More with Dr. Sheila features Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila. Listen and follow to Say More with Dr. Sheila on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.